There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill to the...
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. My name is Ken Heisey, and with me is Steve Mahler. We are financial advisors at Heisey Advisory Group here in St. Louis, and we're here each and every week with you to help give you more confidence in your retirement plan. Today, we're going to talk about a couple of ideas to help build some certainty into your retirement. And if you have any questions about today's show or any other questions we can help you with on your retirement, reach out and give us a call at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Or you can visit us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. Well, we all like some certainty and some predictability in our lives, don't we?
I think we do. I do.
I think it sometimes almost to the detriment too much certainty, but often we want to know what to expect. We don't like the unexpected. We like to avoid nasty surprises. For example, when it comes tax time, do you like to have your tax person call you and say, oh, by the way, you owe a big check this year?
That's the right? Old oops phone call?
Yeah, that's not something we like. Or how about when you're flying and you find out your flight's delayed or maybe your luggage is lost, right? Those unexpected surprises. Or like what happened to you the other day, you went out to start your car and it wouldn't start, right?
Yeah, sure.
Those are unexpected surprises we don't like. And the problem is when it comes to retirement planning and retiring, we don't want those unexpected surprises. We want the certainty that our money is going to last. And that's why today we're going to talk about a couple of ideas to help build that certainty into your retirement so that you can avoid the nasty retirement surprises.
And I think the thing that is interesting about transitioning from those working years into retirement is that when you're working, what is the one thing about your working years that you're going to lose when you go into retirement? You lose that steady paycheck. So when you're working, you have the certainty of knowing that every week or every 2 weeks or however it was that you got paid, you got that paycheck that was providing certainty that you were going to be able to pay your bills. And if you had some left over, you were going to be able to go out and have some fun. But what happens when you get to retirement age? So you decide you want to hang it up at 59, 60, you wave bye-bye to XYZ company that you've spent your career with, and what happens? The paycheck goes away. All that certainty that you used to have is gone and largely goes out the window if you haven't done the proper planning. And the critical X factor, as I call it, for a successful retirement is being able to replace the certainty that you had during those working years. And how do you do it? Well, that's the discovery process of what you want retirement to look like, what's it going to cost you, and how are you going to pay for it? What are going to be those income sources? In other words, what's that number?
Yeah, knowing that number, and we've talked about this many, many times of first and foremost, really designing what you want retirement to look like. Do you want it to be volunteering? Do you want it to be spending time with your grandchildren? I'm always jealous of everybody that that has grandchildren in the same city. My grandchildren are up in Milwaukee, so getting to spend time with them is limiting and cherished. And maybe it's travel, right? You all have different desires and dreams of what you want retirement to look like, but the first step to adding certainty is to understand the, if you will, budget of that and knowing what it is that you want to spend, kind of taking an inventory, so to speak, of what your dreams are going to cost so that you can price it out and build an income plan to support it.
And because all those things that you just mentioned, while some people may want to travel and others may not, the fact of the matter is, once you know what you want to do in retirement, it's going to have a different, for people that want to travel, that's going to be more costly than those that don't want to travel. So it's important to know that because everybody's retirement looks a little bit different.
Well, and even how you're going to travel. I've seen people that when I mention travel, they think of, you know, you get in the car and you drive, maybe you drive to Louisville and you spend a week there or you drive up to Yellowstone and you spend a week there. That's one price range. But then there's the person that says, yeah, travel. I want to go to Australia for a month. Okay, well, those are two different budgets.
Yep. Big
and,
time.
And understanding the differences there, I think are really, really important in moving forward. So again, I just want to remind everyone, I'm Ken and Steve is with us here. We're at Heise Advisory Group. And you can reach out to us with your questions at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Or feel free to go out to yourretirementhighway.com. You can download our Roadmap to Retirement Income report at no cost. So that first step then, when you dream your dream, I know most financial people like to start with, you know, statements and what do you have. We like to look at what's your personal dream, what are your personal goals, what do you want this thing to look like, and putting a price tag, understanding what that's going to cost. So that's your first step is what you want to spend. And then secondly, then you have to start to look at what are your sources of cash flows, right?
Absolutely. And we get into creating this advanced budget. And everybody hates the budget word, and we don't mean budget in the sense that we want to restrict spending, but it's as you start to understand and know this number, as you're creating and looking at the inventory of your resources, you have to know what it is that you want to spend. It's kind of like if you were going to go on a road trip and you had a map, but you never looked at the map, so you just got in the car and started driving. You knew you wanted to end up someplace, but you had no idea how you were going to get there. We want to be able to sort of put the red dot on the map and say, this is where you are, this is where we're going, and this is how we're going to get there. So yeah, you've got to understand where you're going before you can create the plan to get there, right?
So can you imagine driving across the country and there's no maps, there's no road signs, no exit numbers, and you're supposed to figure that you're going through the airport and you're looking for your gate, and there's no gate numbers. There's no signs up there telling you your flight number and where you're going to. You have to have some structure, right? And you want that same structure in your income plan. So once you identify what you want to spend, now we have to look at what are your sources of income. What is your Social Security? And not how do you maximize your Social Security?
That's easy.
Because the only way to do that is to work till age 70 and then take your benefit at 70. What you're really looking for is someone that can help you optimize your Social Security benefits in conjunction with your assets and if you have a pension. So we want to look at Social Security. We want to look at how to optimize your pension planning with your pension choices that you may have if you have one. We need to look at whether you're going to have some part-time work that you're planning on, whether you have investment property creating rental income, maybe some royalties that might be coming in. We need to look at all your sources of cash flow. And then once we know what you want to spend and what your sources of cash flow are, that's either going to give you a monthly surplus or a monthly deficit. Most of you, it's a monthly deficit,
right,
which means you need to go to your investments. And now we have to start taking inventory of those investments and what they start to look like.
Well, you said something in class the other day that kind of hit home with me. And you made the comment, and excuse the vernacular, but you said, this ain't our parents' retirement, meaning that most people today and most people that we meet with don't have pensions. So the folks that we meet with on a day-to-day basis are typically looking at Social Security as an income source. Sometimes people have rental income if they own real estate, but usually it's Social Security and what they need their assets to produce. Those are their typical income streams. On occasion, we still meet some people that that have attractive pensions, but that's going more and more by the boards, and that's what you meant by this isn't your parents'
right.
retirement, because
right.
that's
exactly.
what they depended on.
Yeah, it's not. And we do understand, and you may already be working with an investment advisor, but you know what? There was a guy named Mike Tyson, heavyweight boxer. He said, everybody has a plan until they enter the ring and they get punched in the face. So the last thing that you want is to retire and then all of a sudden you get punched in the face financially because something you didn't consider and now you're forced to have to go back to work or alter your lifestyle.
That punch in the face, it's painful.
Here at Heise Advisory Group, our unique process that we walk our families through and our clients, we refer to it as the Retirement Roadmap Review, the plan where my team and I build from scratch, and we do it for each and every family that we meet with based on their unique needs and their goals for retirement. We believe there's five really important key areas that should be addressed when planning for retirement. It starts with having the income plan. That's what we're talking about here. Understanding your spending, your sources, and your assets, and creating a plan to give you the certainty of income. Because your question is, how can I retire and live comfortably but without overspending so I never run out of money? So that's where we start. And then we branch out from there and we look at the investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, legacy and estate planning. See, when you're paying an advisor that just does investments, you're not getting as much value as if you have an advisor that you're paying for that's helping you create an income plan, the investment plan, the tax plan, healthcare plan, and legacy all together. We cover all five of those here at Heise Advisory Group with our Retirement Roadmap Review. It's helped a lot of families over the years not only get to retirement, but help them succeed and give them the confidence in their retirement. And so if you've saved $250,000 and you're ready to get serious about retirement planning, we just have you give us a call because we can't call you. You need to call us. So today, for the first 10 callers, again, the number is 314-328-4400. We'll take you through this retirement roadmap review. That's 314-328-4400. Just be one of the first 10 callers right now to get your personalized, complimentary retirement roadmap review. 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Ken Heise and Steve Mahler from Heise Advisory Group right here. We're here with you each and every week to help give you more confidence in your retirement plan. And today, We're talking about a couple of different strategies to help build some certainty into your retirement. And if you have any questions about today's show or any others, please feel free. Reach out and give us a call at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Or go ahead and visit us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So as we're talking about some building some certainty into retirement, we talked in the first segment about building the certainty in creating and knowing your cash flow and your income. The questions that I would try to ask is, what does your ideal retirement look like? You know, so if you had to paint the picture in your mind, so right now, just do this with me. Imagine yourself enjoying the absolute perfect retirement designed by you. A way to do this is picture your most perfect day. What are you doing? Are you sitting at the beach? Are you playing with the grandkids? Are you visiting some foreign land? Where are you doing this? Picture where you're doing this. And then third, picture with whom you're doing that. Got the picture? Work yourself through where you are, what you're doing, and who you're with on your most perfect day. Our goal is to help you do 365 of those a year, to try and make your retirement the picture perfect. Whether it's traveling, spending time with the grandkids, playing golf, volunteering, whatever it might be.
And so I'm sure you're all sitting there and you're thinking, how in the heck are we going to do this? And really, in the end, when it all boils down, the person that you count on the most is the person that's looking back in you in the mirror, and that's you. And the reality is, unless you win the lottery or inherit a bunch of money, it's really up to you to be able to save enough money for retirement. And yet saving enough for retirement is only half the battle. And as crazy as this may in fact sound, it's probably the easy part. The saving part is the easy
Definitely
part.
Definitely the easy part.
The battle is how do you turn your life savings into a retirement income, and this is the key part, that you can't outlive. The number one fear, we talk about this on the show often, the number one fear of retirees is running out of money. So you do a great job saving, and now you got to figure out how to turn it into income, not just income, but income you can't outlive, so that you don't experience that number one fear. And how are you going to guarantee that you don't outlive those assets?
Well, this becomes the reverse world of investing. So picture yourself standing in a mirror. I know we've all looked at ourselves in the mirror at some point in time during our life.
It's not a pretty sight.
Now try and do something, right? You're trying to do something in the mirror, but you're watching yourself in the mirror and you're trying to duplicate that. It's not the easiest of tasks, right? If you're trying to like cut something or whatever, you're kind of working in an opposite direction with the image coming out of the mirror.
It's awkward.
And realistically, the same thing happens with investing, because investing for retirement, it's a lot different, and it's kind of some of the reverse of investing to get to. That's why what you said, Steve, was accurate. Saving to get to retirement is oftentimes the easy part. Now, I'm not saying it's completely easy. I'm saying it's easier than trying to create cash flows from your retirement. Because when you're saving for retirement, you're putting money in. When you're in retirement, you're taking money out. And a lot of weird things can start to happen as you're taking money out of your portfolio in retirement. And the one that's really a big issue, and we teach this all the time in our retirement classes, is this phenomenon called reverse dollar cost averaging. You all know what dollar cost averaging is, or most of you anyway. It's how you invest on a monthly basis, and you grow your portfolio through the ups and downs of the market. But when you retire and it starts working backwards, that's where we can kind of start to take a look at. And we can even kind of talk about an example. We're going to take a completely fictional person. We're going to call him Ralph Jones. Taker.
Yeah, Ralph, whatever you want to call him. And so he's the luckless retiree. Ralph managed to roll up about $1 million of in his retirement kitty, if you will. And he read this great deal about retirement, and he used several retirement calculators.
And they're everywhere.
And
right?
they are literally everywhere. And so he took that advice, and he decided that he could start a retirement income with a 5% annual dividend. So remember, he saved $1 million and he was going to start a retirement cash flow with a 5% annual withdrawal. So he puts his $1 million into a fund that tracks the S&P 500, Standard & Poor's Index. We're all familiar with it. And he left work at the end of March of 2000 and withdrew $4,167 for his living expenses, 5% of his million.
So that's equivalent to $50,000 a year, that 5%.
Correct.
Okay.
And he took that amount out every single month.
Well, here's the crazy part on that. So you painted the picture, right? You have $1 million, you're in the market, you feel very comfortable with a 5% return, and part of that feeling comfortable is that, you know, a lot of people, when they look at the historical numbers of the market, and they'll go, well, since 1925, the stock market has averaged 10% a year. And here Ralph is thinking, well, gosh, the market averages 10. I'm only taking 5. I'm golden.
I'm going to be on easy street.
And so what happened was, by the time you got to the end of March of 2014, 14 years later. The market had grown 63%, including the reinvested dividends. But Ralph's account stood at $336,708, a 66% decline. How in the world can the market experience a 63% growth, but Ralph has a 66% loss? What happened?
That's a shocker. Can you imagine Ralph getting his statement at the end of March of 14 and seeing that two-thirds of his assets were gone? Even though he had been getting a regular cash flow, what happened to his $1 million? And how do you explain that? And
well, it's the mirror image.
Yep.
Because when you're saving on a monthly basis to get to retirement, dollar cost averaging helps you grow your account. But when you're taking these distributions through market cycles that have losses, the reverse happens. That mirror image of you're trying to accumulate wealth does the exact opposite. It de-accumulates your wealth. And suddenly you have a gentleman here that's why they called him Luckless Ralph, is, you know, he's sitting here 14 years later and 63% of his wealth is gone. It feeds the number one fear of retirees of running out of money. And it's what we talked about at the top of the show. How do you build the certainty of that income? And giving you the confidence to be in retirement and not have that worry about how you're going to run out of money. And that's really the whole key to the program is you know, making sure that you're not spending too much time worrying about running out of money. That is that number one fear. And our goal is to help you get through that process. And we take people through our process called that Retirement Roadmap Review. We've seen many, many situations. We most likely have not seen yours specifically. But we're here to help, and we do this every day. We do that through three easy steps. Number one is called a discovery. That's where you do give us a call. You visit with us. And we help you determine what that retirement goal and dream looks like, kind of what we talked about in the first segment. It's called a vision meeting. It's to help you discover what your ideal retirement looks like, a time to understand your personal concerns and fears. The second step is to do an evaluation. So using our retirement roadmap review, we're going to examine your current financial situation, do a complete assessment of where you are, kind of that red dot on the map, and answer the questions, because I'm sure you have these questions running through your mind. Do you have enough? Are your fees too high? Are you taking too much risk? Are you being tax efficient? So what we'll do is we'll provide a summary of income, investment, tax, healthcare, and estate planning issues. And then the third step is a plan. That's where you get a custom strategy to help you reach your own unique retirement goals, a plan to give you the confidence that you need to enjoy your retirement. And so if you've saved $250,000 and you're ready to get serious about your retirement planning, reach out and give us a call. We can't call you. You need to call us. And for the first 10 callers today at 314-328-4400, we'll take you through this retirement roadmap review. That's 314-328-4400. Just be one of the first 10 callers right now to get your personalized complimentary retirement roadmap review.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
And welcome back. Here at Heise Advisory Group, it is our mission, and it's been that way for a long time, to help clients create a retirement income plan that they can count on. It's getting through all the hype. It's answering the tough questions, probably the same burning questions that you're trying to answer, so that you can retire and stay retired on your terms. The goal of having more certainty to have more freedom. It's all about extracting more out of life, more time with your family, more freedom to travel, more ways to create fun and special memories. I think that's really what retirement's all about.
I think so. And so it would be great for us to have an opportunity to be able to sit down with you, you know, working with qualified professionals experienced specifically in helping individuals like you transition into retirement. That's what we do. That's what our team at Heise Advisory Group does every single day, and we can make a difference. And we'd love to have an opportunity to go through the retirement roadmap review process with you and make sure that not only are we taking a look at your investment plan, but where it all starts. We talk about it many times, and we've talked about it today, income planning, but making sure your plan is tax efficient, making sure that you've taken into account the things that you need to pay attention to with regard to health care, and then, of course, your legacy and estate planning. And like we've said, legacy planning isn't always just about money. It's about, can you enjoy your family and do the things that you want to do while you're still alive?
And it's that holistic process.
Absolutely.
That gives you the confidence that you can have a retirement, that certainty that we're talking about today. So if you'd like to learn more about that, give us a call at 314-328-4400. Have a great week. We'll be right back here on Your Retirement Highway next weekend.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.